This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. At least five people are dead after tornadoes and major storms struck in Florida and Texas, destroying hundreds of homes and leaving tens of millions without power. CBS's Tom Foti tells us the danger isn't over.
There were tornado warnings Friday night in a number of states, and moving storms are still proving to be trouble, including in the Florida Panhandle.
So there was some pretty significant flash flooding in Pensacola and that vicinity. They're actually going to get another round of thunderstorms and heavy rainfall here. Doesn't look like it will be as bad as last night, but given how much rain's fallen, there could be some additional issues with that.
That's Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Another area dealing with storm threats, Tornado Alley in Kansas. Tom Foti, CBS News.
President Biden hitting the campaign trail for his first political rally after officially launching his reelection campaign. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Earlier this week, the president picked up an endorsement from four national environmental groups.
Your work has never been more important than it is today.
And he's expected to get a major labor union endorsement ahead of the Philadelphia speech.
Every major labor union in the country is endorsing me.
The Justice Department issued a scathing report accusing the Minneapolis Police Department of a pattern of discrimination and abuse. This after a probe that started after the police killing of George Floyd. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
The city's new police chief promised a new approach.
We will change the narrative around policing in this city.
Some activists have doubts about that. Do you believe them?
No, I don't.
Why not?
They've had so many chances to do better. They have put forward lots of statements, lots of policy changes, and lots of promises, but those have been broken promises.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in high-level talks with China this weekend. Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan is traveling with him and has a preview.
China's military has pulled off what the U.S. has called unnecessarily aggressive tactics. Two close calls, one in the South China Sea with a fighter jet and another in the Taiwan Strait with a warship. President Biden has largely continued the direction of the Trump-era policies. Both accused China of economic coercion, alleged that Beijing did not share information about the first COVID outbreak, and denounced the Communist Party's human rights abuses, including genocide against Muslim minorities.
Many around this nation are celebrating Pride Month, but the advocacy group GLAAD says major social media platforms do a terrible job of protecting LGBTQ plus users from hate speech and harassment, particularly those that are non-binary, transgender, or gender non-conforming. GLAAD says among them, Twitter is the worst. All of them got failing scores. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Geese are getting to be a bigger nuisance in Wisconsin parks, but animal rights advocates are urging communities not to euthanize them. More from Mike Moan.
Mid-June is considered a key time for cities to carry out elements of their control plans, because that's when geese lose their flight feathers and grow new ones. Mary Telfer with Alliance for Animals says places like Madison and Maquonago have turned to lethal options at various points. They round up geese and either euthanize them at meat processing plants or through gas chambers, action she calls cruel and inhumane.
These are highly intelligent birds, and they have a strong family structure. They mourn when they lose a partner or a family member or an egg.
And she says the gas is used for baby geese and results in a traumatic death. The group urges local agencies to stick with other strategies like habitat modification. Madison officials say they rely on several non-lethal practices and euthanasia only as a last resort. Telfer says it's understandable some people are annoyed about navigating bird poop, but she adds they might not be happy to know about the lethal action sometimes used to keep populations under control.
I doubt very much if someone is complaining about some goose poop and they call the park district to say clean it up. I can't imagine most people would be okay with this.
And her organization is working with a group in defense of animals to sound the alarm over a planned roundup this summer in Maquonago. Cities that consider lethal strategies coordinate such efforts with the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. Mike Moan, Wisconsin News Connection. Find our Rate Trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. Sorry for that long intro, but that song is so good. It is Thursday, so that means it's 7 o'clock, and we're on your radio. Or we could possibly be on your Spotify or Apple, because you can listen to us on our podcast after the show. Wonderful. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. See, with Joel here, Joel is not here, but he is here. And I feel kind of, I don't know what to do about this.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually done the show together where we're not physically in the same room.
I feel like I don't know what's up, Danielle? That.
You know what? I'm at the Capitol right now as you know, part of my main job is working with folks who have disabilities. And right now, the Wisconsin state budget is in full swing. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see the Capitol right over my shoulder in the background. That is because we are trying our best to make sure that people who are in high-level wheelchairs can get those wheelchairs fixed, and they're going through budget negotiations right now. I got to tell you, I just secured one of the coolest guests for our show in the future, Senator Mary Pelskowski, is an extremely interested. She's a woman who's in the outdoors, hunts, fishes, really has a real desire and drive to be in the outdoors. I was with her staff, Stamena, Chris, and Colin, and Christina from Senator Teston's office, and she wants to be a guest on the show. I almost got her across the street, but they're going to have to go back into session in a little bit. So, thank you to those guys for talking the outdoors with me, and always a thank you to Senator Pelskowski and her staff for fighting for outdoor causes, because we love that. And what happens in that building over my shoulder is very important to the sportsmen and women of this state, and sometimes people don't realize that. So it's great to be joining you live remote on our first ever Raised in Wisco live remote from Madison, Wisconsin. And Danielle's in the fishbowl. And Danielle, you got some pretty good guests lined up for us tonight, don't you?
I do. And this guest has been on prior. She is Little Miss Wild Race herself. I'm call you Wild Game. I don't want to keep calling you Wild Game, but Miss Wild Race herself. She has her own TV show on the Sportsman Channel. And it airs yesterday.
Yep.
At 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yep. I had to memorize that. But we're on season 2.
Yes.
And I'm very excited. So can you tell everybody quickly about your show?
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, I am a nurse. And so if you guys have heard me talk before, a big thing about what I love, especially not only being a nurse, but being an avid sportsman and outdoorsman, is giving back to the local communities. So I kind of put those passions together in this crazy dream of mine into creating a TV show. And so what I do is I travel to different areas throughout the United States, but really focus here in Wisconsin. And I give back to those communities, and my primary objective is actually getting kids into the outdoors. So we provide opportunities, resources for them. We host events, and then subsequently, I built a nonprofit foundation here in Wisconsin. So that's the Wild Race Foundation. We have a few different projects. We talk about our youth events. We have the Wild Race Wish, which is where we take kids that are chronically and terminally ill, and we take them on their hunting and fishing dream.
But the best thing about that is that you actually show up to their door randomly. Yes. They have no idea what's happening.
They have no idea. So what we do is they get nominated. We show up to their door. We tell them they're going to be on TV. We get these kids completely head to toe, geared up. We provide all the education for them. It's completely free. And then we take them in the field and show them what it's like to not only learn, but to learn the right way, right? Because we talk about that so much.
Well,
education.
Yeah, I want to talk about something here that is kind of one of my underlying themes in life, Jessica. So first off, you're fortunate because you come from a family of hunters, people who have provided food from field to table. Your grandfather was extremely involved in some of the founding efforts of Safari Club International, now called SCI, which is one of the largest, fantastic advocacy organizations in the state and in the country to make sure we have our rights to take game from field to table. So although you had an introduction to it through family and a place to call home through family, what this really is an example of, and I talk about this all the time, nobody's ever going to be on their deathbed and say, I'm glad I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you're chasing your dream and you turned that into a TV show, you know, I get to work on a national TV show. Danielle's been on a TV show. Yeah. We take the things that we're passionate about as sportsmen and women, and we somehow meld them into our lives. So if you're sitting out there right now in Wisconsin or in anywhere that you're listening right now, throughout the state, throughout the country, on the internet, listen to me when I tell you that dream of going out and hunting and fishing and climbing and biking and canoeing and anything you want to do in the outdoors, that is not outside of your grip. It is about pressing the yes button. It is about saying, I'm going to try it, saying, I'm going to do it and go for it. You know what happens when you fail? Nothing worse than if you didn't try.
Absolutely.
So get out there, try, and then all of a sudden, the next thing you know, you're on radio shows talking about your TV show, and you got Alex next to you who's never even been on the radio before.
No.
And I think this is a great opportunity.
Oh, yeah, especially in the state of Wisconsin. You can do any of this anytime. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin has so many resources that people don't take advantage of.
Yeah.
And I don't
no doubt about it.
Just like we had your daughter on last week. She's not a big hunter, but she loves hiking, camping,
That's
everything
right.
outdoors. Perfect mm-hmm. place to do it. Get out there and do it. Just mm-hmm. get out
and
there.
And if you're raised in Wisco or not, or you came here or you're transplanted, come try the outdoors of mm-hmm. Wisconsin. Like right now, we got Stamena, Chris, and Colin, and Senator Felskowski listening to this broadcast right now.
Hello.
They just sent me a picture listening to this broadcast. And they are part of a Senate office who lives and breathes and walks the talk and walks the walk of actually caring about the advancement and protecting the rights of sportsmen and women to be able to go to the field, take their harvest and cook it and clean it and utilize it. And it's those people in the building who toe the line for the hunters and fishermen and women of this state that make it possible for us to do it under a free society mm-hmm. where we're actually gathering organic meat and bringing it to the table. And television shows like yours, Jessica, efforts like yours, Danielle, efforts like The Fowl Life, Jargon Game Calls, all of those things promote the eating of wild organic mm-hmm. food. And so much of that gets lost these days. And I'm so glad you guys focus on it too.
Yeah, thank you for fighting for us too, because forever, until months ago, I did not understand that the Capitol, as you say, the White House, the Capitol actually fights for our rights for this.
Oh,
like
all the time.
I did not think that I was not one to I voted, but I didn't look into what I was voting.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I'm like, yep, Republican, done. Like that was it. That's as far as it went. But once I actually got to look into it, mm-hmm. I'm ashamed.
It's pretty incredible the things that are, that it really entails, right? And mm-hmm. Joel was talking about what his efforts are and what he does and everybody, all the politicians and how important it is. You know, for me, that was the whole premises of the Wild Races, the race to change the future. The kids are our future. So
they are.
Being able to get out there and educate them and provide those resources mm-hmm. for them, because there are, like you said, how many amazing resources do we have here in the state of Wisconsin that so many people have no idea about,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so if I can just shed a little bit of light and say, here, I'm going to bridge this gap that mm-hmm. we see every day with these kids and say, hey, here's this opportunity. Let's educate you. Let's give you the right resources wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And now let's get you out there and then go from there. Right. And it's
exactly.
really doing what I think is what we can do as best in our generation to really shape the future for the future generation.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And Alex, how did you get into hunting? We'll quickly jump into that segment
so
real quick.
So I am a Wisconsin transplant. I'm from Nashville, Mississippi. It comes from my roots. My grandfather was a DNR warden in Winsboro, Louisiana. my dad, when we moved up here in 99, I go home every year. Well, mostly every year. COVID kind of put a damper on that.
Does your accent come out more when you're talking about being from there?
It comes out when I'm talking about something I'm super passionate about, when I'm happy, when I'm a little angry.
Smiling right now.
But it came out when my dad pretty much adopted me. I wondered how long
Danielle would be able to keep a straight face when you started speaking with your southern accent.
You don't want to hear it when I'm mad, though.
No, I don't. No, I do not.
You do not want to hear when any woman is mad.
No, a woman's scoring. You don't want me. You don't mess with them.
Do you say bless your heart?
I sure do.
She sure does.
You can ask Jessica.
She sure does.
Every day. I have to say it a lot.
She tells me every day. A lot. Your heart.
Please don't ever tell me.
You'll know when I mean it and when I don't mean it.
Uh-oh.
Do you say Finda? Finda? I'm Finda?
You Finna?
I'm Finna go to this? Shortened for fixin' to?
I say, to. I just say, I'm gonna do it. I'm about to go. I'm going out back. I'm gonna go take care of this. Yeah, I just sometimes my words all come into one. Like you can ask Jessica, she goes, "What?" And I was like, "It's kind of Cajun. I don't know. You just don't finish it. All just like come on to one word." Like, my family knows what you're saying. Like we all know what you're saying, but it's like a foreign language that you only know if you're from the South. You know, like there's people up north, like way up north, and they say things, and I'm like, "What?
Huh? Dairy up north?
Or day? Or a? Or yeah?
Oop."
Oop. Yep. I've kind of adopted the northern slang too. But...
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the beginning.
Yeah, when so did going you... back to what? That.
When did you get transplanted?
What do you hunt?
When or where? Or when I start hunting?
What species do you
so
hunt?
So I hunt.
How did you kind of get into that?
I'm a very avid turkey hunter. I love turkey hunting. It's my,
love it.
That's
love
my
it,
jam. Makes my heart go pitter patter. You know, woo, you hear the gobbles. I hear it when I sleep.
A little something.
A little something. Something. Yeah. Oh, where's that? Get my gun.
No.
Hey, that was good. My
that was a good one.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, Joel.
But I also do turkey hunting, and I'm getting into duck hunting. I'm getting into duck hunting. But I do it all. And then, yeah, so hopefully next year we'll be doing some other exotic hunts and stuff like that.
Yeah, speaking of exotic hunts, Joel, where did you just get back from?
You know what? I just got back from my third trip to the Eastern Cape of South Africa.
That's amazing.
We hunt in the Fort Beaufort area. I have to tell you, and I say this to people, and I honestly think they don't get it or they don't believe me. I say, this is a trip that will change your life. Not only will you see a part of the world that has beauty that's indescribable, you are immersed every day in a culture and a landscape that is filled with so many different species of animals. When you're driving around, I mean, Wisconsin woods are phenomenal. You can see a deer, you can see a turkey, a wolf, a coyote. But when you're in South Africa, you can have an impala, and the next turn you take, you could see a wildebeest. Ooh, or a zebra. Wow. Or, I mean, it's absolutely insane. And the culture of warmth that exists in South Africa is phenomenal. We can talk a little bit. We're up against a break right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come back, we've got a panel. I'm outnumbered today, and that's just fine with me. but we've got three serious hunting women on the show. So I want to talk for a while about women and hunting, what it takes to get the fastest growing generation of new hunters, which is women, into the sport. What are some of the keys? What are some of the pitfalls? We got Alex, Jessica, and Danielle. You're listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman. We'll be right back after this.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley, 93.5, The Tap.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM, The Shaw 101 FM. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Joel, I should have asked you for the phone number.
Yeah, you know I don't have it memorized. What's up, everybody? I am live on remote today, which is the first time we've tried this, so hopefully it's working out all right. So if you are listening out there, hit my text or call into the show. Let us know you're hearing us all right. At the Capitol today, which reminds me, I'm working for some of the disabilities groups that I work for, which reminds me, I got to say hey to the Kennedy clan, our five loyal listeners out of Oconomowoc.
Hello.
Robin, Dan, Aiden, Owen, hope you're all listening. Yeah, we know you're listening because you already texted us and you thought it was cool.
Oh,
I think that they saw the Facebook with the Capitol. So if you want to see what the show looks like. Don't expect a high bar, but you can check us out on Facebook and watch the show live, just like half the folks in the Capitol are doing. I kind of want to get into this. We've got a panel of three women who are with us today, Danielle.
We do.
And I think one of the things we should talk about that's interesting is that women make up the fastest growing segment of new hunters. Having said that, we're talking about an industry that has been predominantly or dominated by men, males, for, you know, centuries. And gal darn it, women are, I think they're better shooters. I think they're better hunters. And they're finally growing. Someone ladies, what took so long? What took so long? Were there impediments or barriers to getting into hunting?
It was. Yeah. Well, as everyone knows here that I am, it took me 10 years. And I sorry, scratch that. It did not take me. Dear Lord.
The math ain't mathin'.
I did not start hunting until 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And it took my boyfriend to show me what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Never have I ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now, look at us. It's fantastic. I absolutely love it. Yeah. It is something that I can feel confident in. Like, I have control of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that just built and built and built. And now I get to provide it. And I love food. I love food. Mm-hmm. Food is my favorite. As Joel says, food is my favorite. What do you say, Joel?
Food is my favorite dish. And I'll tell you.
My favorite dish, yep.
People talk about hunting and getting out there and killing stuff's awfully fun. I'm not going to lie. But to me, it's just as much about preparing fantastic cuisine.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, you know, Alex, you've been hunting all your life. Jessica, you've kind of been hunting your whole life. Danielle and I came later to hunting. I didn't hunt till I was 38 years old. Now, I know it's hard to believe I'm any older than 38 right now, but
yes,
when I started hunting, even when I started hunting 12 years ago, 14 years ago, if I went goose hunting or waterfowl hunting, it was a lineup of dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, very commonly, most commonly, we have women who are out there in the layout blinds hunting with us who are just as good, if not better, shots. what, you know, I want to hear from Alex and Jessica too. Yep. Why did it take so long? What is the main reason for the change? And what is the key to getting people into it, getting female hunters into it who may be leery or afraid to explore hunting as a pastime?
You want me to go first?
Go for it, girl.
So I can tell you from experience, especially teaching hunter safety, as long as I did, those classes are primarily men. Started mm-hmm. out, you know, Absolutely. When I was younger, it's primarily men. Men taught, men led. And I'll tell you what, I and another woman were the only, I was a junior instructor at the time, and then she was an instructor. And I tell you what, I think a more fathers brought their daughters in because they're like, you know what, I might not have a son, but I'm going to share this passion with my daughter. So they kept bringing their daughters in, and more women. And I would grab onto those girls and be like, hey, become a hunter safety instructor. You mm-hmm. will love this passion, this community you have. You can do it. And then their moms were bringing their daughters. And it was just, it kept growing and it kept growing. And you don't have to be young to start hunting. That's no. the thing. Like, yep. you met your boyfriend. He got you into hunting.
He did.
You can start hunting at any age. And yep. Joel, like right. when you took hunter safety at 38, what was your first experience? Did you feel welcome?
I didn't
into
have
it?
To take hunter safety oh, because yeah. I was Joel, grandfathered because I'm that old.
Okay, Joel, we're just going to say you did.
All right,
did.
We're going to. But I did. We have a phone but call I did, real quick. We have a caller.
I did take hunter safety. Let's go to the caller.
Yeah. All right. We have a caller, Jerry from Illinois. Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going? Yeah. Walking a race in Wisco. Yeah.
I was listening to a guy call in talking about Joe Biden.
I think he had
Jerry, I think you called the wrong show.
Yeah.
We're listening to Race in Wisco. We're a hunting and outdoor show.
You know I'm talking about hunting and fishing,
yeah,
Jerry?
Do you hunt or fish?
Yeah, well, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Lucky his accent.
Well, it's never too late to get back into it, Jerry.
All right, have a great day, Jerry.
All right, okay.
Oh, buggers.
Oh, man.
Anastasia, what happened there?
How is that my fault?
How is that my fault?
I asked him for their name.
Oh, all right. Yeah. So back to not yep. talking about being grandfathered in.
But Jessica, go back. How
no,
was your
I took hunter safety. I want to let you know I did take hunter safety. So, yes. I eventually took hunter safety. And I took... But I want to tell you, I took hunter safety because I needed hunter safety to hunt in other states and other countries.
Yep.
Despite the fact that I was grandfathered in Wisconsin. But I will tell you, I took my daughters to hunter safety.
That's amazing.
Love that.
And my daughter, Ella Rose, who only gets into the woods occasionally with me, who has hunted, doesn't really love it now, loves to eat wild game. Mm-hmm. The experience for her was that she immediately learned by going to hunter safety that it is not a boys versus girls mm-hmm. thing or a men versus women thing. Mm-hmm. Hunting is for everyone. And the hunter-gatherer spirit lives in everyone, male and female. We're not done with this topic, though, because when we come back, I want to talk to Alex about some of the experiences she's had as a hunter safety instructor, some of the things she thinks are more important and some of the things that people leave the class and just forget right away. You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm live at the Wisconsin State Capitol and Danielle's in the fishbowl. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Brief. At least 5 people are dead after tornadoes and severe storms ripped through Texas and Florida. CBS's Jason Allen.
Streets that had homes and businesses on them are now just piles of debris. Some lots are completely vacant. Everything blown off of them.
A scathing report from the Justice Department accusing Minneapolis police of a pattern of discrimination. CBS's Jeff Begays.
More than 3 years after the murder of George Floyd at the hands of former police officer Derek Chauvin, Attorney General Merrick Garland said systemic abuses by police led to his death.
The man accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue is convicted on all counts, but the co-president of one of the congregations there says,
it's not just murder. There are mass shootings all over the place all the time. You can't go a day without hearing or seeing it, but this was different. He targeted people because of their religion.
CBS News Brief, I'm Allison Keyes.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186. Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal.
Welcome back to Grace in Wisco. I'm your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Our host, Joel Clayfish, is in the Capitol. We're live on Zoom. Hello, hello. You can listen to us on 540 AM, WEK, The Shaw 101 FM. One of the wonderful parts is that we go right to podcast right after this. A lovely Anastasia boosts it right up on Spotify and Apple. So you can listen to us every week, every day on your ride to work. Because we have a lot to talk about. We always have a lot to talk about.
Yes, we are never at a shortage of things to talk about. And I'll tell you what, it the hour is the fastest hour in all of radio.
It really is.
It's absolutely insane. When we went to the break, we were talking about Alex and teaching hunter safety courses. So I just want to get into that just for a little bit. What is the thing in hunter safety? First of all, do you have any wacky stories from hunter safety questions people ask or some stuff that catches you off guard?
I've had a couple kids break down, even adult men cry on me.
Cry?
Because the pressure at the very end for the field part of the test is,
oh man,
they get really worked up and it's like, hey, it's just breathe. Breathe. Like, they get really worked up, but it's, you know, now that there's no eight, like there's, it was like six and older, but I believe now it's if they can actually like show reasoning, they can take the class with an adult. I don't know if I agree with that, but If a kid can show that he's responsible, understands, I believe if they're six and older, that's fine with an adult, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why there's mentored hunts and stuff like that. But, yeah, I've had some people break down and cry on me and tell me some very illegal things they did.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, I guess it's better they're telling you that than a warden who's teaching the class.
They do come, though. They do.
Yeah, I know that. Yes, yeah. I know. Todd Schaller, who's a good friend of mine, you know, he would go to a lot of those classes, and it's like, you're taking the class so you don't do the illegal things.
Yep.
Don't come in. Mm-hmm.
They don't want
to. So what's something? So I think maybe when people have those breakdown moments, it's because you instill in them in those classes how very important life or death, the mm-hmm. safety of what they're learning is.
It's very serious.
So that
yeah.
when they have to actually show it to you, I think that the human natural reaction to that is extreme amount of pressure because mm-hmm. you're dealing with something that can take a life and it cannot be taken lightly.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think every year they talk, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like, and I don't know the actual statistics, so Joel, maybe you do know this, but every year there's accidents, right?
Every year.
Yep.
And so, you know, even the slightest, and I know that there was one this past year where a dad was loading his kid into the vehicle mm-hmm. and he did not have the firearms in a safe way, right? We talk about tab K, remember?
Point that muzzle in a safe direction,
absolutely.
I think is the biggest thing people
absolutely.
Forget.
And so. Mm-hmm.
And always treat it as it's loaded.
Keep yep. that finger off
that's
that trigger.
That's what I always tell people too.
Yep.
And always be sure what's right your target beyond, okay. right?
Tab K, we're done.
It never leaves your head
no,
at all.
But like simple things, just like we stress about this and just like our youth stuff, just like, you know, Alex is an actual instructor, but I do all this with the kids. I don't care if you went through it. We're going through it again.
Yeah,
we're going
absolutely.
From the basics. You are going to show me how you manage and how operate and handle this firearm before we get in the field in a very controlled environment. Mm-hmm. You're going to explain everything you can to me. And they kind of roll their eyes when we go through tab K. But think about those accidents that happen, like that father and that child. You know, he was putting a kid in the back seat.
Yep.
This accident happened. And, you know, it's just reviewing that stuff. And some people... You know, yeah. Nope, it's you don't understand how important those things are and to drill it in mm-hmm. as much as possible because even us as adults, and I know Joel, we talked about this on a podcast that we were at with Danielle and you with Fowl Life and about, you know, how we go through like the safety aspects of everything, but how many times do we make mistakes too? Like, yep. oh, make sure that your safety's on, make sure that, you know, this is good to go when you're getting out of the blind, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's so, so important.
When you act like you're
yeah, I want to talk about what's that?
I said, when you act like you're perfect at something, you know it all, is when you can actually really hurt someone and yourself.
Yep, exactly.
That's when the biggest mistakes yep. happen, when you become arrogant about it. There's no doubt about it. But I want to talk about something that is a social aspect of this that I think everyone's experienced who waterfowl hunts. When you're waterfowl hunting, you're hunting with your buddies usually, right?
Yep.
You know, men, women in the field, they're your friends.
Yep.
And every one of us has been in that A-frame blind or in a layout blind when that one person is out there picking up geese with their shotgun in their hand and they come walk back to the blinds and the shotgun is swinging back and forth in front of all the blinds.
No.
We have all been there. You've never seen that?
Pick up waterfowl with your shotgun? Seriously?
No, when they go out, if they're
like in their hand. I thought you meant like they're scooping it down with their...
No.
What in the world is happening?
No, they're walking back.
I mean,
they're walking back to the blind.
Yeah.
When you go up to what's called reducing it to your bag. So let's say you have got an injured... duck or goose, and you go out, you finish it off in the field, and you're walking back with the shotgun. Mm-hmm. I've seen it definitely more than I care to, but more than a dozen times, someone's walking back, they have their gun in their hand, and that barrel's swinging back and forth when they're walking, and it's swinging past the people in the blinds.
Yep.
Now, mm-hmm. here's the social part I want to talk about. We are all there with our buddies. And everyone is biting their tongue because they're embarrassed
to say something
to their buddies.
What
I'm trying to say, don't be embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
This
you
is
know.
Life or death. Yep. This is not about saying, well, I don't want my friend pissed at me for saying something because he's going to be mad. This is life or death. So I have found a way to say it to people that they don't take as much offense. I say, bro,
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 senora, watch your barrel. Yep. You swung your barrel past me. Watch your barrel. Mm-hmm. And if you say it in that way, very often they'll be like, well, they don't have a response. You can't have a response to that because you shouldn't be swinging your barrel in front of anybody. Yep. Hey, watch your barrel. And when you're in an A-frame blind or you're in a layout blind, how many times you sit there in an A-frame blind, someone's got their gun below the top. Mm. Bro, get your barrel up. So is there any advice you, Alex, have, or Jessica or Danielle for that matter, for how you tell friends that when you're in the field, that I don't care if your safety's on, I don't care if you think your gun's unloaded, you got to make sure that barrel's pointed in a safe direction at all times.
It's a conversation you have before you leave the truck.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, but then sometimes it still happens.
You've been hunting with the same people all season, and you're not going to keep talking about it every single time. So maybe you woke up late.
Yep. I'll usually just say like, hey, your muzzle, watch it.
Yep.
I will be that person. But it's in love because I'd rather see you alive than have be calling 911 and doing CPR on you and putting a tourniquet on you or something.
Yeah, and if you shoot my dog.
Yeah, do not shoot my dog. Because you're walking home.
You're
gone.
If she's, there's so many things I can say again, right now. Yeah. And you don't
I'm a dog person. I'm a dog person, but Danielle brings it to a new level.
He is a beautiful dog.
Hey, he is. But no, honestly.
Hey, Danielle, I would be remiss. I know that this isn't the specific topic of the show, but I was on Instagram and there was like an Instagram of you making out with Bill. What's going on? What is up with that?
Hey, that's love.
I mean,
it says that feeling. That's all you want.
What does that even mean?
It's that love feeling.
She's in love.
Look
at these cheeks.
They're fat because of food and happiness.
It's nice. It's very nice to be in love, I guess.
But I mean, I'm
on the couch at 11 o'clock last night and Becky walks by. She's like, is it that Neil making out with somebody on Instagram? Yeah, it's Bill. It's okay.
Yeah, it's her boyfriend. Yeah.
Hey, I love that video. I watched it like probably 2 dozen times.
She showed us at dinner.
Yeah, that's precious.
It's what us girls do. When we find something that makes us happy, we follow through. We continue having that feeling. Mm-hmm. And we just pursue it.
Absolutely.
Okay. Being in love and taking videos while kids. Okay. First of all, we were walleye fishing, which was very exciting. So, and I'm trying to film me reeling in a nice wop. Oh, I got my sturgeon.
Yeah.
I saw that. That was unbelievable.
You texted me.
That was
so excited. I did. I texted Jessica right away. I'm like, look what I did.
Nice.
That was unbelievable. Absolutely awesome.
Yeah, we had eight lines out. Six? Eight. I don't know. We had six or eight lines out. I think six. Okay, continue. And we had to reel in all the other lines because, of course, it was the farthest one out.
Of course.
And then we're reeling in all the other lines. I'm getting caught on weeds and pulling out the planer boards and all that kind of stuff. But I was like, I just want the planer board back. I don't care if we lose the lure.
Yeah.
Well, he did that, and that sturgeon was pulling us. I was reeling that baby in. It took probably about, I don't know, 7 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but I finally got in, and I'm just like, this is so exciting. And I'm that person that investigates. Like, I want to know what you look like and why do you look like this?
Yeah.
Just like when I'm cleaning deer.
Yep.
When I
you're doing a bite.
Yeah,
you're doing a turkey.
Yeah.
I'm like a human anatomy.
Exactly.
So we didn't talk.
I'm not gonna lie. My daughter said to me the other day, she's like, the most fascinating thing about turkey hunting is finding out what's in their crop.
That's so true.
That's
it
with my last
like, what have they been eating? Why are there rocks in here?
Yeah.
Well, they need that.
Because they don't have digest. They can't digest everything. I'm like, I should probably eat some rocks.
They're gizzard.
I need to eat some rocks.
This is the rocks against the stuff. I got to start eating more rocks.
Some grit here. Let me get you some chicken grit.
Is that going to help me with my stomach
problems?
It will
help you with these.
I don't know. Maybe if I ate more rocks, I wouldn't be as fat.
I can supply you with that. I've got 27 chickens. I got that on the regular.
Loves her chickens.
I do.
Joel.
My fluffy butts. I love them.
Oh, no. Okay. You know what? You know how your phones listen to you, so it's listening to me. Now I'm going to start getting all these chicken memes. And I love my chickens.
All of my friends sent me, I love you chicken memes. So I was like, I love you guys. Yeah.
I have, my buddies I hunt alligators with in Florida, alligators and hogs. Shelby Ward and Jensen Nicole. They are chicken people.
It's
like, every time I go there, there's more God-blessed chickens.
Chickens, every chicken man.
Time. Joel, this is her, yeah. Literally. She has how many now?
27.
Wait, are these meat chickens or just laying chickens?
So half of them are dual purpose and the other half are egg layers. So I've
No, don't lie. You fall in love with them and you never eat them. That's what happens.
That is why I cannot get meat chickens.
I could do it. You know, when you guys said you go out there with your shotgun and you take it, I just... Whip it around. Just whip it around.
Okay, when I do that...
Or you just click it.
I decapitate them. Every single time, I cannot... It goes...
Well, as long as you're killing them quickly and easily, that's all that really matters.
Whatever's the most merciful, right?
Oh, my Lanta.
Yeah, that's the fact.
So,
I have to... So, I'm going to save this. See, now, we've already run out of this time almost. We got 3 minutes left in this segment. But when we come back, I want to talk about a taboo subject, and that is... I want to talk about the woke culture and political correctness,
yes,
and how and if that does affect hunting,
yep,
and how and if it does affect women getting into hunting.
Absolutely.
Because even on this show, even on today's show, there are things Danielle can say that I would never say.
This is very true.
And so I want to talk about whether the woke culture, whether the modern culture of political correctness, and don't get me wrong, I think that sensitivity is an important part of life. I really do. And I think equality is something that I live to perpetuate, true equality. Mm-hmm. But I think that there are ways in which sometimes overt political correctness gets in the way of the natural course of events. And I also want to talk about how that's kind of turned around, how the right and the left have almost started to meet each other when it comes to hunting and gathering, which is also very exciting to me because I think it's a new potential opportunity to bring people into the sport.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I already feel that I do not know how I'm going to react to this next topic because I'm only going to admit this once, okay?
All right, Let's hear this.
I doubt it.
I doubt it, too.
I want to hear it.
I think emotionally, not logically.
Well, you're a female.
I know, but I am a very logical person, darn.
And that is exactly something you can say that I can't.
And it's just like, I just get so emotional about it because they bring in our children into it and just putting things into their head.
Yes.
And I want to be aggressive and mean.
Mm-hmm. Mama Bear's coming out.
And I want to punch
But him. Let's talk about that logically, because I think one of the reasons that I've had success in my life is because I'm kind of known for working across the aisles and working with people who have different philosophical viewpoints than I do. So I guess the question that we're going to start back with is, what do we do to perpetuate the similarities while still, you know, dodging the politically correct culture we live in, to make sure that we're able to freely do the things that our founding fathers set up for us to do. You are listening to Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish, Danielle Fairman, our guests tonight are Alex and Jessica from The Wild Race. We'll talk about that for a little bit before the end of the show. Stick with us. We'll be right back on Raised in Wisco on 540 AM WAUK.
Hello, Chippewa Valley and 93.5 The Tap listeners. Civic Media is thrilled to be your new neighbor. And to celebrate our arrival, we have an exclusive offer just for you and your local business. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll receive 1 month of free advertising. That's right, 1 month of free advertising. This incredible offer ends June 30th. Boost your business and secure your free month of advertising right now. Call 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. Call now. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources,
at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking about clothes. Wish I could reroute that to this show because women's hunting clothes.
Yeah.
Brand new. It came out like what, 8, 9, maybe 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And I'm absolutely love it. And we were also talking about Wranglers.
Yes.
And how I only wear Wranglers. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he is doing. He is doing okay. We have another guest in the studio. Wait, let's go on the camera. Wait, I can't turn that. Sorry. I cannot turn that. And he is taking pictures. I'm sorry. I don't know, Joel. This is why I need you here to round me up.
Joel's gonna...
I am so sorry, everybody that's listening. I am so sorry.
Who's in the studio? Who's our...
I'm going to collect myself right now.
Who's our mystery guest?
Bandit. Bandit's taking pictures of us.
Bandit got the phone and he went AWOL on us. We're good.
Okay, back to women's hunting clothes.
Women's hunting clothes, yes.
Do you have a particular brand you go to? I know you're going to say Sitka.
Yeah.
I know you're all about that Sitka life, aren't you?
I like Girls with Guns. That's another really good brand too.
Yep.
Girls with Guns is great, but I'm also...
Joel, I'm sorry. I have to pull the girl card real quick. Okay, hair product.
Are you talking about the pants?
We could easily go potty.
Yes, the Striker ice pads were really great this year, too.
That's what happens. Okay, but no, hair product, because I'm having so much trouble with hair products.
Ooh.
But during hunting season, with you have to be scent-free and everything.
Yes. I just do dry shampoo.
There is a company.
Dry shampoo?
Wait, Swamp, no. Dry shampoo.
There is a company. I will find the name for
just
you.
Just for those?
Yes.
Mm. Oh. No, that stuff makes my hair feel like straw.
Just kidding.
But no, it's a good... I've they have good it, laundry, their laundry detergent and their body soap. Fantastic.
Okay.
Absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, this isn't an exclusive issue for women. It, you know, I use hair products, obviously. There's no way this little amount of hair can look like it does
without some
finely placed products after a good blowout, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, Fabio.
So I understand what you guys are talking about. But
do
when
men
it comes
have this
to hunting
problem too?
Well, I'm going to tell you, when we hunt in Africa, all of the animals we hunt on the plains are almost all a breed of antelope. And in all reality, they smell better than our white-tailed deer, better than cervids. So what I've learned out there, and they can never control who they're taking hunting, showing up. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't even think of it. You can take a scent-free shower, but then when you use the Old Spice or Secret under your arm, and then nobody takes into account that the biggest thing animals smell is what comes out of your mouth. And no matter what kind of shower you take, mm-hmm. your breath, you can have breath be kicking. You know what I'm saying? It can be bad out there.
So
those animals, yes, those animals are going to know you're there. Mm-hmm. So I think personally, playing the wind is far more important than any type of shower or scent control. I do think the ozonics work under some circumstances, you know, the ozone generators. Mm-hmm. But I think that beyond all that, definitely playing the wind is key.
There definitely is.
Absolutely.
But I want to get back to the topic we led into the break with.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, and like I said, it's kind of a sensitive topic because I am, you know, we live in a world that's very different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago about sensitivities. I am a 100 100% believer in true equality of all human beings. I do believe that absolutely, fundamentally. But we also live in a world that sometimes political correctness steps on what we believe are our freedoms to utilize firearms and archery equipment to harvest natural food from the field to the table. And in the largest growing segment of hunters, which is now women, do you find that political correctness gets in the way of that, or gets in the pressure against you becoming a hunter, becoming an outdoors person?
Jessica, how do you feel
about that? Feel free to answer, any of you.
That, yes, I do. I do feel like it sometimes can get in the way. I feel like there's a lot of things that I feel like we, opportunities or, you know, it's so hard to talk about the subject. But no, I do think, Joel, there are a lot of things that make it a little difficult. You know, and I think us as women, we talked about this earlier. And that's, I hate playing that card, but at the same time, like, we have to work so hard to get to the recognition or the respect within this industry. Danielle and I and Cara and Joel had talked about this on a previous podcast, and we talk about how it is so hard to get that respect, right? To get that recognition, to find those opportunities sometimes, or even feel welcomed, right? And then once you find them, it's really hard sometimes to still work to gain and maintain that respect and effort throughout. Go ahead, Alex.
Am I misperceived that I believe that it's at least changing and getting better?
I think it is.
I mean, look at the amount, and we talked about this again last time. Like, it's incredible the amount of opportunities that there are for women. There's women hunting trips. There's fishing outdoor groups. There's so much more awareness. I mean, Danielle's going to be speaking at an upcoming event, which is incredible here, just specifically in Wisconsin. And so knowing that they're bringing women in, and I was just in Fleet Farm earlier today, and I saw there's a big sign that said proud sponsor Melissa Bachman. She's an amazing outdoors woman, right, in the industry. And for whatever reason, that, like, I saw that while we're walking around looking at firearms, and I was like, gosh, like, that is such, you know, I see that as a milestone. Like, the fact that a huge company can back not only men in this industry, but a proud woman like herself, right? And how amazing of the things that she's doing. Like, I think that that is absolutely changing, because can you imagine even 10 years ago that happening? No, absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think 10 years ago you would have seen a full-size billboard of Michelle Bachman or, you know, Ron Scherer's daughter, who essentially runs Due North Outdoors, which is a credible, awesome show. I mean, you know, Jim Shockey's daughter, Eva Shockey, had the honor of meeting her. And it's just like, how does it feel to you guys to kind of be on the cutting leading edge of that? You know, I'm sure Alex was one of the first, you know, or one of few hunter safety instructors who's a woman.
Yeah, and a range officer.
And that's, I mean, but that's awesome. And now we almost live in a world where I feel, look, I am married to an incredibly bright, very, you know, powerful woman. And that is something I've always been comfortable with. And it's always been, you know, I've always seen her as equal. I always tell everybody, she does everything that I do, except she does it better and gets paid more. And so I have, you know, I'm a person who doesn't have a problem with that. But I think, or at least I try to hope that we're coming to more of a place of normalcy with that, especially as we see those numbers growing. I think, and I want to, you know, we've already got the 30 seconds left, 40 seconds left in the show. I want to say that I think this is a place where philosophical differences can come together in taking organic food from the field to the table. We've got great guests today. Yes. Alex, Jessica from The Wild Race. Danielle, great to have you. I'm live at the Capitol. This has been Raised in Wisco. We will see you next week. Check us out.
Thank you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.